Everyone agrees, bacon makes everything better. Even marketing. This is the Bacon Podcast, where you'll learn to cure your marketing.
And make your business sizzle. Can't believe I said that.
Internet marketing, online marketing, social media tips and techniques. Now, to help you bring more bacon home, the master of marketing sizzle, Brian Basilico. This is the Bacon Podcast.
Welcome, everybody. I'm your host, Brian Basilico, and this is the podcast where you learn to make your business sizzle online. So are you ready to fry up some new business?
Hey, peeps, I've got an incredible guest today. His name is Vince Clancy, and he is the owner, proprietor, and the head cheese man of the world's best agency. And I can't wait to find out about that. So, Vin, how you doing today, man?
I'm beautiful. I'm in Beverly Hills. Life is good.
Yeah, life is good in Beverly Hills. You have any Kardashian sightings today?
The guy who unknots my back when I was last there, his phone rang and he said, I'm going to let it go to voicemail. And it was Kim Kardashian saying, I need to come in.
So you did. That's outstanding. That is outstanding. So anywho, what I like to do is I like people to get to know you because not all my audience knows you. We have a lot of mutual friends, but there's some people out there may never have heard of you. So let's talk about how you went from being on welfare to getting on airfare and flying all over the place talking about growth hacking.
Sure. So I was living in East London. I had just been made redundant. I had just moved out of my parents. I was living in a broken down old house in a rough part of London near Lewisham, where the riots were in 2011. They were rioting around where I live. Then I had to leave there, so I was temporarily homeless. Luckily, I had a girlfriend who took me in. Then we got to another place, which was like a 300 square foot studio apartment. Two of us living in there, the heating broke on the first week, and that's bad in the UK. The UK is real cold in winter. So then we had to get the electric heaters that plug into the wall, and then they didn't trust us to pay the electricity because it was like a council estate housing project. So we had to get the electricity topped up down the road at a convenience store. So the electricity would run out in the middle of you cooking something or in the middle of you watching a TV show. And sometimes at 2 a.m. in the morning, I had to get more electricity. So that's where I was when I started, when I knew I had to start something. So I decided to create an online magazine. It was called Planet Ivy. And I just hustled. I called up every university in the country and said, I want to create the best online magazine in the world. Do you want to write for me? It'll be a big platform. We'll give you feedback to make you better writers. And people said yes. I learned how to edit that copy and then make it go viral across the social web. Within 6 months, we had 250,000 visitors a month. Within a year, we had 1 million visitors a month. And I raised $250,000 venture capital money from someone who just left Facebook. And I went from being in debt to abundance literally overnight. Remember that money coming in. So then I launched a second site, Screen Robot, got that to 1 million visitors a month in 100 days, got into the Techstars Business Accelerator in London, started public speaking, won best speaker at South by Southwest B2B within like 3 months of starting to speak. And then that talk got me loads of clients. So I was then in the consultancy biz. I did a 100-day world tour around the world. I released a book that did six figures in pre-sales with no PR or paid media. I launched a Facebook group, which is one of the most engaged marketing groups on Facebook, has over 80% engagement, traffic, and copy. And then I got the O-1 visa, same one Justin Bieber has, my brother, and I moved to the United States. And that's where I am right now.
Wow, very cool story, man. So you've definitely gone from rags to riches. So let's talk a little bit about, all the numbers are just incredible, but let's kind of define growth hacking. I mean, a lot of people understand growth, but hacking sounds like something that is happening over in Russia right now, not a positive term. So let's define that in a way that people are really going to get their arms around.
So a hack is a kind of homemade way of solving a problem. If you fix a part of your pipe with duct tape rather than replacing the whole pipe, you sellotape it together and it works. That's a hack. So a growth hack is something you can do that's a little shortcut that can get you a big win in terms of growing your business. So it's getting a lot done with very few resources. A growth hack is something like following lots of people on Instagram so that a lot of people see you and then some follow back. You know, you're meant to grow organically through great content, but if you do it this way, you'll grow a ton faster, for instance. So a growth hack is something like Uber. If you share our app with someone, they get $20, you get $20 in credits. So that's a growth hack. It's a referral hack. So growth hacks are the reason the likes of Uber, Airbnb, and Dropbox can grow massive without any traditional ad spend. And I have learned all of those growth hacks. That's what I use to get off welfare. And now I teach other people how to do the same, how they can go from zero to making six figures using these growth hacks without spending thousands on ads or marketing.
Very cool. Okay. So, and man, I love duct tape and I love bacon, and bacon is the duct tape of food. So, man, you're speaking my words. Fantastic. So let's talk about, you know, what are some of your favorite growth hacks? What are some of the things that you've seen people have the most success with?
So growth hacks can be technical, and I can give a couple of those, but growth hacks can also just be thinking outside the box. Mm-hmm. So let's say you want to sell to someone and the contract's worth like $10,000. Now you can try and call them up, but guess what? They got a receptionist, loads of people try and sell to them. How do you stand out? So one idea is to call their receptionist, pretending to be a PR company, and say, we're giving out free shoes. What shoe size is he? We're going to send free shoes. We're not selling anything. And they'll say, well, all right, size 10, whatever. And then you send them the shoe box. You spend about $100 on a nice pair of shoes. And then they open the mail, and people always open their lumpy mail themselves. And then they open the shoe box, and there's one shoe in that box. And there's a note that says, now I've got my foot in the door. Meet me for coffee and let me tell you what I can do for your company, and I'll give you the other shoe. No matter how rich they are, they will always want that other shoe. So that's the sort of thing not many people do. And you could do that 100 times and just get one sale and you've broken even. And then from there, you can get a lot more. So that's like an example of a way of getting people's attention. Another one is to buy a cheap iPad for $100, like a Samsung one or whatever. And then the only file on that iPad when they open it is you doing a video saying, hey, this is my gift to you. Whether we work together or not, you get to keep this. But here's what we do. I'd love to meet you for coffee and tell you more. And again, that's such a great gift that they would feel like a bit of a dick if they didn't like follow up with you. Mm-hmm. So that's a typical growth fact. Now, as we move to the online space, there's things like Find That Lead. So Find That Lead will find anyone's email address in the world. So one of the main ways internet companies are growing right now is by cold emailing businesses around, you know, the United States. Because this, you can get in front of 50, 100, 500 people a day and just begin a conversation with them. And ultimately, it's not spam if you're adding value. And how I like to do cold email is something my friend John Buchan taught me. And that is, you email and you say, hey, I got your email on a list, but at least you're list worthy. This is what I'd like to talk to you about. Yes, I'd like to sell to you, but here's the thing. We're actually quite good. So hit reply. I expect you to reply full of swear words. If not, I'll be happy. And if I have disturbed you, here's a picture of a ferret to brighten up your day. It's like killer copy that, again, they can't really get angry with, even if they don't want to talk to you. They're like, they'll normally apply and say that was fun. So he's built this mini empire of minions who are all using this in multiple industries, and that's working really well. So cold email is another great growth hack, and there's also lots of mini technical pieces of software that make a big difference. So for instance, following up is one of the keys to success in sales. So Rebump is a piece of software. If you email someone and they don't get back to you, Rebump will send them an automated reply every 24 hours forever. Hmm. Once you send that email, they are never free. And I tried it around the launch of Ace the Game, my new book. 1% of people say, stop emailing me. But the number of people who not only reply and say, yeah, I'm interested, but the number of people who say, thanks so much for following up a few times, I've been really busy, is shocking. Like, you can get away with so much more than you think you can. And to me, that's the spirit of American entrepreneurship. A little cheeky, a little forward, a little in your face. But it's a winning at all costs mentality. And as an English person who's been obsessed with America my whole life, you know, that's the way I see it. And that's the attitude I have towards sales, and it's done quite well.
Cool. So I love the ferret thing. I love the difference, the way that you're doing it. But when you're going through trying to find people's email that you're sending this thing to, how are you pre-qualifying, or how are you figuring out who's the influencer, the person that's going to buy, with somebody who actually needs your product or service?
So it's a good question. The point I talk about tends to assume you have a good product or service, you have a good product market fit, and you know who your audience is. So I'm normally like, once you have that, I'm the accelerant to get you a lot of traffic, a lot of leads, a lot of sales. However, if you want to use my stuff to go a step back, I can help you grow your social media so that you have people who may be interested in what you're doing, and you can talk to them and say, hey, you know, what's your current software solution for accounting? What problems do you have? So with that, I would use something like Linked Helper. The Linked Helper, you put in the search. So I'm looking for CEOs of software firms in San Francisco, say, and it will automatically, without you having to click, send connection requests to all of them. And then if they accept your connection request, it'll automatically send them the first message to begin that conversation. So that will just sit quietly in the background of your laptop and just do that all day. You can also do other things like send messages to all your first connections, like people's posts and so on. So then they look at your profile. So that's a way of doing that on autopilot. There's quite a few services to automate your Twitter and Instagram outreach if your audience is on there as well. So you reach a lot of those people on autopilot as well. And then you could, without selling, just ask some questions to qualify them and qualify your audience. So that would be the step before how I would use growth hacking to solve that issue.
Gotcha. That's huge, because that's foundational. So what are your favorite tools? Let's pick one for Twitter and pick one for Instagram. What do you like on those?
Ultimately, the best tool is called Follow Like Up. It's just the best tool. I have a training for it in my social media automation course, which you can buy with Ace the Game. It's a little technical, but it's very powerful. That's the real juice. Other than that, there are a whole host of other ones that can do parts of it. But Follow Like Up, you can just, the amount you can do with it is unreal. It's really changed my life, that piece of software.
Cool. Definitely have to check it out. Is that something that people can get a free trial and try, or is it something that's a buy and go?
I think it's a buy and go, but it's really the best tool ever. If you just want to search Twitter for potential influencers and so on, you can use Audience, AUDIENSE. So you could put in, I'm looking for, you know, people with the keyword fashion in San Francisco, or keyword fashion on Twitter, and it will find all of those people. So that could be useful too. Or Audience is good, and you can export people to Excel if you want to follow them and so on.
Cool. So let's talk about social. What are some of your favorite techniques inside of a social to create more engagement? What kind of things that are you finding that are working right now?
So if we're talking B2B, people who want to get more leads and people who want to sell more, the number one way to, you know, if you're like, where should I focus my attention? It's still Facebook groups. So you build a group around an idea, so around something that your audience is interested in. You know, the group is not the name of your brand. And then you invite people in by email. You answer questions in other people's Facebook groups. You add people who are friends who you've been speaking to, and then you ask to add them into the group. And you can do this at a very accelerated pace, and then you can run competitions for people to invite their friends into the group. You show up in that group with 2 to 3 good pieces of content per day. And if you don't know where to find content, go to reddit.com, and in the top right, there's a search bar, and you can get lots and lots of ideas for picture, video, and you know, link posts. And then you use that to build your community, and then people see you as an authority. So when you say, this is what I sell, people put their hands up and say, I'd love to jump on the phone with you. I really believe community is the only guaranteed way of getting sales. You know, on this book run, I'm trying PR, podcasts, Facebook ads. They've done okay. But the book, you know, making $10,000 in the first hour of sales, you know, that can only be done through a community who love what you're doing. And that's what I did. So, yes, yeah, so I'm a big fan of community Facebook groups. I think this is the last year you'll be able to grow a Facebook group easily. next year it's probably going to be a little harder. And if you're not going to have a Facebook group, probably Instagram is the one you want to grow next through using 15 hashtags per photo and building those hashtag ladders. There's a chapter in Ace the Game about how to do that using comment and like groups. So you go into a comment pod and you like other people's posts and they like yours. I know we're getting a little technical here. Yeah. But in short, I believe Facebook groups are the best and Instagram are the second best.
No, I agree with you 110%, man. It's definitely what's happening because everybody's leaning towards video. And a lot of people that I work with in the B2B space is like, what happened to LinkedIn? It looks like Facebook. And that's because everybody's popping on in video going, you know what color blue is? Blue means that, you know, it's like they're going off on these tangents and they don't understand the difference between the audiences and stuff. Let me ask you a question about the groups, though. How do you feel about bringing in influencers on top of yourself in there, people that can actually propel the group a little bit more by answering some of the questions and being more active in there with a whole bunch of people who don't know what's going on?
It's a good idea. Whether you'll be able to draw the top level to spend their time for free, that requires a lot of relationship building. Mm-hmm. So I like quick wins. I like things that have an effect real quickly. It's like I never talk about blogging. Blogging takes months and months to get anything, to pick up on Google, to get backlinks. Like, so you never hear me say, here's a blogging strategy. It just takes too long. You use Linked Helper, you're getting new connections today. You know, you're using Rebump, you're getting more replies to your emails immediately. So I like things that are that have a very quick effect.
Gotcha. No, and I'm a proponent of both. I mean, I like the long-term game and the quick game. I mean, there's the nice thing about having the content out there is that if Facebook closes your group down, at least you got something to kind of build upon. And that's one always my fears is having had people block me on Facebook for stupid stuff. You know, I do a caption contest and somebody didn't like a picture of a butt and all of a sudden it's like, I'm out. You know, and that's what I'm always afraid of with those third party apps. So let's talk about visits to your website. What kind of growth hacks are you using to get more traffic to websites?
So if you're launching something, Product Hunt is a great one-time stop for getting super relevant traffic that may buy from you. We did a Product Hunt launch for Ace the Game.
Can you spell that again? What is that product?
Product Hunt, ProductHunt.
Gotcha.
So that's been a nice way that we had a bump of interest in what we're doing. It's more of a one-off. So in terms of your answer, how to get more traffic to your website, I got a different answer. I don't believe in traffic to websites anymore. It used to be that Twitter, Facebook, and Google would send you traffic, the big three. Mm-hmm. Twitter, no one logs on. Shocking amount of people who actually log in and do anything. Twitter's good at tweeting at people and like one-to-one interactions at scale. But the days of I tweet something and people click on it, long, long gone. Facebook block external links. You know, if you take nothing else from this podcast, stop posting external links to Facebook, write the blog post into Facebook or put the video picture into Facebook, you'll get twice or three times the engagement. And Google SEO is harder than ever. So getting back to Facebook, yeah, I don't believe it now. I put all of my posts directly into Facebook. And only when I do a launch about every 5 or 6 weeks do I do a link to a ClickFunnels landing page, or it could be a website landing page. But that comes off the back of a webinar with a lot of hype behind it. So a lot of people try and sell every day. But people just tune you out and your posts get no engagement, so less and less people see them. So it's almost like I don't sell anything for 5 weeks. I just give value, 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 I guess. Personify the jab, 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 right hook, as Gary Vaynerchuk would say.
Yep.
But then every 5 or 6 weeks, I do a launch. And then that's a huge spike in revenue. And that's kind of how I've been running my internet marketing business this past 2 years. I just don't believe in the days of website traffic anymore.
Cool. All right. So let's kind of wrap this up in a neat bow and let's talk a little bit about what's exciting you right now. What are some of the things that you see coming down the line that you're like, man, I got to kind of dig into this a little bit.
Yeah, Twitch is going to be the next big social network. So currently it's a platform where people watch video gamers play video games. Firstly, video games and esports is the fastest growing niche in the world. But secondly, it's going to expand to podcasts and a social network more generally. The question is whether it'll expand beyond 12 to 25 year olds. I think it will, but time will tell on that. For the time being, that has a big gulp of people's attention. It's in the top 50 websites in America right now and top 100 worldwide. So I really believe Twitch is a future. And this is hardly a secret, but Instagram is just going to carry on growing and growing. It has 1 billion users. The reason I mentioned Instagram is I think it's finally reached a tipping point where I think in some way, shape or form, it's going to work for B2B as well. I'm not completely sure how, but it's just everyone is on there. So I think there's some innovation that's going to happen in B2B. I'm not sure what, but that will be on Instagram. Facebook is at its peak now. It's not going anywhere, but just 12 to 25 year olds just aren't really picking up and using it. So in 5 to 10 years, it'll go into decline. But for now, B2B, selling to adults, still the best place in the world by a long shot. And LinkedIn is good as well. I just think a problem with LinkedIn is for it to really grow into what they want, which is kind of a Facebook rival for business. It just doesn't have that kind of cool factor that Facebook once had. It's still a bit square. And when people try and not be square on LinkedIn, the comments are like, LinkedIn is not for pictures of you running around the beach in a bikini or whatever.
Right.
So LinkedIn may make it. And it was, you know, I got millions of views on LinkedIn last year. So it has been a part of my strategy. But I just don't respect it the same way I do Facebook.
Yeah, ever since Microsoft took it over, it just got dry and stodgy, and a lot of the good interaction. I mean, that's the biggest problem with LinkedIn I've found, is that there's less interaction. People are signing into it less. For groups, groups are pretty much dying. It used to be great to be able to post articles in Pulse, and then you'd reach a much larger audience because they were actually, you know, kind of categorizing you and getting you out into a much bigger playing space than right now. It's just your sphere of influence in the people that you know. So it's a different animal than it was, but I agree with you 110%. Hey, Vin, man, this has been a blast. I really, I appreciate all your insight. You just rapid fire with a whole bunch of bacon sizzling hot knowledge bombs with all these different tools. Mm-hmm. So people want to kind of wrap their arms around it a little bit more. Do you have something that maybe they can kind of, you know, slow down and take at their own pace?
Sure. So, I mean, the best document I have is Ace the Game. So that is my new book and video course that shows you how to do the 100 best growth hacks in the world. So everything from how to get people to attend your events to how to run Facebook ads. So like it breaks it down in a way that anyone can understand and get a ton of value from. And we have a lot of bonuses like guides on how to use influencers from people who have made millions of dollars from influencers, how to set up chatbots. But there's a whole ton of stuff in there for less than $100. So acethegame.com if people want to use the internet to massively grow their business.
Cool. Well, I appreciate that. And so Vin, again, if anybody wants to get a hold of you or follow you, what is the best way for them to be able to do that right now?
Vin Clancy on YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. You'll find me.
Simple enough. All right, man. Thanks again. I really appreciate you coming on the show and dropping some sizzling hot bacon knowledge bombs on my peeps. It's great, great, great stuff. People, follow Vin. Check out his stuff. Definitely check out Ace of the Game, because I think that's something you're going to get a lot of value out of. So, Vin, man, thanks so much for joining us. I really appreciate you and your time.
Great. Thank you.
Well, that's it for today's Bacon Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it and learned something today. If you did, please go to iTunes and give us a review. We appreciate all your feedback and comments. If you have any questions, go to www.baconpodcast.com/questions, and we'll make sure we get those answered for you. Till next time, keep sizzling.